Hello and welcome to Season 2, Episode 9 of the Startup Capital Podcast by Cuddlesoft. I'm your Season 2 host, Lucas Lindsay. You're tuned into our Season 2 Capstone episode, which means you'll be hearing something a little bit different than normal. Instead of interviewing individual founders and entrepreneurs, we'll be taking a deep dive into one company in particular, UberOps. UberOps, a shortening of Uber Operations, is a Tallahassee healthcare IT company whose mission is nothing short of integrating the data and saving the world. Founded in Tallahassee in 2004, UberOps is a high-tech company that relies on people, community, and a human touch to get the job done. They're now one of Tallahassee's fastest-growing technology companies, expanding their presence across the globe. In this episode, we'll take a look at how UberOps was able to build a highly skilled team, become a trusted name in healthcare IT, and grow their business from right here in Tallahassee.
We tend to forget we're in a position through technology to save lives. And it's important to remind ourselves of that. So every morning when I walk in here,
You're hearing Eddie Gonzalez, UberOps' CEO.
Others that aren't here right now, because the passion's there, the dedication's there. Hey, there's some challenging moments.
Eddie joined the team in 2008 via his brother-in-law, co-founder Jeff Couch. Dad,
and he said, hey, when you're on your honeymoon, think about moving up to Tallahassee. And I knew Jeff and Franz, the founders, had a wonderful company with a small group of developers who were doing amazing things in healthcare. So in 2008, I moved up to Tallahassee. I still remember asking my wife, Jessica, or talking to her about it, and I said, we're moving to Tallahassee. She said, where is that? I said, well, it's kind of like South Georgia. Oh, she knew where Georgia was. She knew where Florida was. I said, it's not like Orlando, Miami. It's a little different. But make a long story short, we've been here since 2008. We love it, and we're not planning to go anywhere.
UberOps was founded by Jeff Couch and Franz DeWitt in 2004. The company was founded on a desire to change the world. After leaving his job at a banking IT firm in the Caribbean, Eddie moved to Tallahassee to join the growing team at UberOps.
And I knew that I can probably make an impact not only on the technology side, but also with my business background on the business side. And, you know, Franz had just arrived from South Africa. Jeff was a graduate from FSU. They were grateful they had a good job here in Tallahassee, but they realized, you know, we've got an entrepreneurial bug in us. Jeff and Franz both wanted to do a little more. They wanted to, you know, change the world, save people. And they felt that they can do that, or it was worth doing that on their own. It was a major risk. I think Jeff was in Jacksonville, and Franz may have been in the car as well. And they talked to each other and they said, hey, let's start a company. And they decided to take that risk. They decided to go to sumbiz.org and register the name. And register the company. And the one mistake we did is we didn't buy uber.com, but that's another story. We bought another 135 domain names, but not that
UberOps. UberOps actually sued Uber for trademark infringement later in 2017, but that's yet another story.
And suddenly, you know, growth started happening, and they started working with the Florida Department of Health, and from there they grew and they started doing work with other public health agencies and private sector hospitals. They started to travel. They started to travel to do work. They started to advise people. And then they realized, well, there's only 24 hours in a day. We want to get married. We want to have kids. Well, we need to hire more people. So they started to hire people. And then suddenly they had to run payroll. And then suddenly they had to pay taxes. And then suddenly they had to, you know, have some sort of business plan, processes, and HR. And I think that's when they said, okay, well, if we're going to stay this size, we can probably figure it out. But if we're going to continue to grow and make an impact in the technology and the healthcare world, we need some help. So they started off with me, and then from there, we started adding more and more folks.
Because of their domain expertise in the infantile market of healthcare IT, UberOps was able to start up and grow quickly. I think the technology. They soon needed help running the company. Jeff and Franz needed someone with management experience. That's where Eddie came in.
There were, when I arrived, they had, you know, a product, or they were finishing up a product. They were using a bunch of other tools to provide real, real cool services to different clients. They had a nice book of clients. And I think the business side just needed a little bit more polishing.
His background in banking and finance tech made him a perfect fit for UberOps.
Ultimately, we try to remind ourselves about that slogan, because we may pull an all-nighter, we may deliver an amazing product, we may be exhausted, but we often forget that what we're doing is making an impact in healthcare. I mean, we're involved in newborn screening.
Eddie would also turn out to be one of many important hires for this young tech firm.
We're involved in influenza reporting. So
Eddie's passion for service and for fixing healthcare's stratified IT infrastructure has been a driver for the UberOps team.
And we're the ones that are facilitating
his charisma, compassion, and knack for storytelling helps keep them focused on the mission at hand. Working with the existing team, Eddie helped lead the charge in growing and formalizing the processes that made UberOps successful thus far.
A geo who's creating a web app or a Noble or a Paw, we're actually doing something that could make an impact and could save lives. I mean, we have some use cases where, you know, we often don't hear about it, but we have some stories where we were able to stop a mother and a child from leaving the hospital with potentially a disease so they can be treated right away versus letting them go home and who knows what happens after then. So if that data wouldn't have gone back to the hospital, to the nurse and to the doctor, who knows what would have happened to that child that was just recently born. So being able to exchange that data quickly and securely and allowing the epidemiologists and the doctors and nurses to make decisions with that data is critical.
Technology is key to their business, but focusing on and investing in people has helped them sustain their growth. UberOps has done what many Tallahassee companies struggle to do: attract talented employees and keep them around. This isn't a surprise when you hear the team interacting in person. We sat down with Eddie and a few other team members who we'll introduce shortly at their office in Tallahassee.
Hello.
What's up, friend?
Culture.
All rise.
Is at play here.
So it was super fun. I was on the panel.
Come in, Gio, come in.
Nothing makes you feel
all better. Rise.
Nothing makes you feel more like a loser.
The workplace culture at UberOps is one of family and community.
How many buzzwords can you fit into one description?
That's Startup Capital producer Nick Farrell. You'll hear him again throughout this episode.
I don't know. I'll try to do it again.
Highly scalable.
Highly scalable.
Cloud-based.
Big data-driven.
Blockchain. Oh, HIPAA. Yeah. FinTech. Dragon.
I would like to talk about the fact that we're in the presence of a Dogecoin millionaire. Maybe we should touch on that.
I am a Doge millionaire.
Eddie says that the familial culture at UberOps is intentional.
Eddie, do you consider UberOps a family?
I do. And good or bad, many of us are actually family. Or because of UberOps or through UberOps, we've become family. Mm-hmm. You know, all of our work, I always tell people,
allowing employees to join in on company fun without being forced allows each individual to be as involved as he or she wants.
Because it feels comfortable already. And I've seen in situations in which we're the company culture, using air quotes, is we're meeting at this time in the conference room to eat cake for a birthday. And that's what the company culture is.
There's no mandatory fun at UberOps, but most of the team joins in anyway. And it's not hard to see why.
You have an opportunity to do something you would already want to do.
We have lunch every Wednesday. Someone different picks every week where we get lunch from.
They genuinely like hanging out with each other.
Team members, wives, husbands, kids. We do some movie days. We'll take a half day on a Friday and head over to the movies. We saw the latest Bourne movie, which is funny because of all the technology just flaws that they have in that movie. That was really fun for us to
UberOps set the intention for this early on, and it's paid dividends in their hiring and their work culture.
What else do we do?
In just a minute, we'll meet some of the folks instrumental in helping UberOps grow.
It felt good. I'm going to say that.
Felt good for a little while.
Felt very, I mean, it's down. Yeah, it's down. But that just means Doge is cheaper. You should buy more.
There you go.
Each team member we'll hear from today adds something unique to UberOps and helps create that culture of family and community that's kept their staff growing.
And when it started falling, they're like, Gio, what are you going to do? I said, well, now it's cheaper. I'm going to buy more Doge. The answer is always buy more Doge.
This is sound advice.
But first, a word from our Startup Capital sponsors.
The
Startup Capital Podcast is brought to you by Cuddlesoft. Cuddlesoft is a creative product development agency with offices in Florida and Colorado. We craft beautifully designed and highly scalable solutions for web, mobile, IoT, and the cloud. Our team builds engaging digital experiences by combining years of software design expertise with empathy. From working on the nation's largest IoT network of weather sensors to transforming the way nonprofits deliver in the cloud, Cuddlesoft is ready to handle your business's toughest challenges. To learn more, visit www.cuddlesoft.com.
You know, golf is fun when you're bad, and then you get a little bit good, and then it starts to not be fun because you take it really seriously.
Because then you want the ball to go where you want it.
Instead of just
not
whacking the thing. Yes, exactly.
That's Alyssa McShane.
And then you're hooking, and then, you know.
You're shanking.
And then you're shanking, and your head's not down, and your feet aren't shoulder width apart, and your knees.
A recent hire, Alyssa is already a big part of the UberOps culture.
I am chief of staff here at UberOps. I've been here full-time just over a year, but a couple years before that, part-time.
Among many other roles, Alyssa plans company events and team-building exercises.
We have some soirees. We had our rum party. We had a big little Cinco de Mayo fiesta. We went paintballing in January. That was fun.
I heard about that.
Yeah. I think you were invited, but you couldn't come.
Yeah, I had a prior engagement.
He had a prior engagement.
I was scared.
Yeah, I can't go. I have a birthday party to go to.
She's also become a recognizable face in the community. You'll often find her at networking events, panels, and other community events in technology and startups.
I would add definitely to the fact that no 2 days are the same. I know in my specific line of work here, I can.
Alyssa is also involved in the hiring process at UberOps.
Do you guys at UberOps? I don't know how involved you are with hiring, but do you have trouble hiring developers from Tallahassee?
So you know what's funny is thus far, we haven't had trouble. And it's sort of, we led onto it yesterday and sort of touched on it, the fact that we've hired a lot through relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Gio has he's been sort of a node and has recommended people.
Gio Miller is another recent hire at UberOps who also makes a big impact.
My name is Jeffrey Miller. I go by Gio. I've worked at UberOps for 2 years as a software developer and team lead of the web portals.
We spoke with Gio to find out how the different teams at UberOps mesh together.
Yeah, so what ends up happening day to day, I mean, obviously the backbone of what I do is programming, but a lot of what I end up having to do is communicate between teams, the work that needs to get done.
Gio helps make sure that the different moving parts at UberOps all work together without friction.
Like a Python script between a whole bunch of different moving parts. I have to figure out how to line everything up and into one thing.
So how do, like, speaking of communication and collaboration, how would you say that the various teams at UberOps stay in sync?
Early on, because we didn't have any sort of structure between teams, there were a lot of communication issues early on when I joined. But Blake, one of the members of the security team, he suggested having weekly meetings of some kind.
As a Tallahassee native, he's seen the evolution of both UberOps and the city he calls home.
Tallahassee is a completely different place, I feel like, 10 years ago to now. Maybe to me, because I've had many different perspectives to that city.
He's watched as the traditionally government-fueled town has begun to transform itself into a home for entrepreneurs and companies like UberOps.
Also, just I feel like Tallahassee's become a little bit more open for people to meet each other in the community. Starting off as a student at FSU, I didn't even really think about I was a part of Tallahassee, and I think a lot of people are working hard to change that too.
A lot of what you guys do kind of depends on connectivity. Would you say that, like, that's a big focus of UberOps is being connected with each other and the local community?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the taglines, and this is more just on data, is integrate the data, save the world. And not just data, but I feel like UberOps has a really strong mission to reach out to the people in the community. It's sometimes it's hard to find time to do that, but we do think it's really important.
When speaking with everyone at UberOps, connectivity is a word that came up frequently. In order to achieve that level of connectivity, you need team members who can create and foster relationships all over your city. UberOps is lucky that they work with employees who are well-connected all over the world. One of these key connectors is Christine Urban.
It's Christine Urban, and my title is Business Development Manager.
She's a big reason why the company is so well-networked.
I'm a bit of a Swiss Army knife, so I do primarily business development, which means identifying new verticals for business, as well as new customers in those verticals.
A vital member of the UberOps' business development team, Christine's network of friends and business connections spans the globe.
It means that I am obsessed with putting people together who maybe wouldn't have met, but absolutely need to. For one reason, because I've lived all over the country, I have friends all over the world, and I have very random connections that are at high levels in corporations or are beekeepers, or you just never really know who I know.
And would you say that connectivity and being part of a network has been a big part of UberOps' success?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're well connected in public health and healthcare IT.
She's also a fantastic messenger of the company's mission.
I think a good example is, imagine in the financial industry, if every bank had its own currency, right? And every credit card company had its own currency and had different codes for things. And that's kind of the way that the healthcare industry is.
Being able to tie their work to a global mission is part of what motivates the UberOps team.
There needs to be this common currency to trade healthcare information, and right now it's not.
I mean, you guys, while you're dealing with a lot of low-level technology, what you're doing eventually could save lives.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I work on Bloomdot, which is sort of a spin-off of UberOps. It's a product line that works on newborn screening. And what it works on is the electronic messaging between the public health lab and the hospital, because they're still doing it with paper and pen, basically. It's almost that archaic.
And while the company may like to have fun, they take their work seriously.
You know, we're solving extremely complex healthcare IT problems that on a national scale.
The team of experts at UberOps helps the company stay ahead of the curve. We spoke with one employee who gave us an inside look into life on a development team at UberOps.
My name is Alex Bello. I am a consultant at Uber Operations, and I've been there since 2012.
Alex is just one of the many technology-obsessed developers at UberOps.
I mean, I wouldn't call it an unhealthy obsession.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, it's kind of making sure you're always building the best product possible. There's this pervasive culture of just ship, you know. Don't worry about doing the best thing, just make it work and ship it out, and then we'll worry about it later. And that's not how the team is.
Digging into why Alex enjoys working there, we found that more than anything, Alex enjoys being part of an elite team.
You think you know a few things here and there, and then you start talking to Phil or Blake and Andrew, and you're just like, never thought about that. You know, oh, containers are the most secure thing possible. Well, did you know that if you leave a container, you don't put this port between, you know, like, no, I did not know that. I'm going to have to write that down and make sure I check this, you know. So, yeah, definitely it's great to have a team like them.
Are you beginning to see the theme here? While technology is the main driver of UberOps' business, that technology is powered by a group of passionate, talented individuals. They also place an enormous value on diversity.
We've made a very big effort to not be the typical boys' club.
Having a diversity of backgrounds and points of view contributes to diversity of thought at UberOps.
We just want different perspectives, different mindsets about problems, and they've done a really, really good job and made that a big focus of the company.
That mix of personalities and perspectives can be hugely valuable in an IT shop, where problems have difficult and complex solutions.
And I think that's also paid dividends in how we approach problems. There's not a, everybody's from the same background. Everybody kind of has the same mentality type of thing. So it is something that I think has made a huge difference in our company.
That diversity of thought and family atmosphere has made UberOps a formidable player in the global arena of healthcare IT. We heard more about that global impact from UberOps' legal counsel, Carter McMillan.
Full name is Carter Patrick McMillan, physician, general counsel. I've worked at UberOps about 9 months.
Carter helps make sure that UberOps' contracts are up to snuff and that the team is working to meet the stringent standards of healthcare compliance.
A lot of Federal Information Security Management Act, a lot of HIPAA.
You deal with a ton of compliance.
A lot of compliance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You comply all day.
Yeah, we do.
When you work in an industry like healthcare and do it across multiple countries, legal issues and regulations are bound to be part of your daily life.
A lot of it is, I'm sure you're familiar with this, secure by design. A lot of it is legal by design.
Like the rest of the employees at UberOps, Carter prides himself on contributing to a global impact.
We have gone to countries like Vietnam, countries like Tanzania, and we've set up systems for them there. That's something we could do from anywhere, right? And it just so happens that people like living in Tallahassee.
Carter brings up a good point.
And it's only getting better.
Despite being headquartered locally, UberOps' clients and contracts span the globe. It's a good reminder that you don't need to be in Silicon Valley or New York City to make a global impact.
I rebel against people just assuming that they're at a disadvantage because they're in Tallahassee.
Through technology and innovation, work done in Tallahassee or Nashville or Birmingham or anywhere does have the chance to change the world for the better.
How has UberOps circumvented some of the challenges that exist by utilizing the opportunities?
All right, so now you've heard from 6 different UberOps team members. Why did we play these for you? What's the point that we're getting at? In just a moment, we'll take one final look into the UberOps recipe for success. When meeting all of these folks, it's clear that UberOps is committed to being part of the community here in Tallahassee.
When we were flirting with the idea of potentially moving or looking at other cities, we all looked at each other. It was myself, Franz, Jeff, and John Butler. And we said, you know what? No, let's double down here. Let's look for a building. Let's hire locally. And yeah, we're involved with the community, but let's increase that.
They've made it a priority to connect with other businesses and organizations, see how they can get involved and how they can help.
It took a lot of hard work at first to investigate and learn about what those opportunities are, whether it's the university system, whether it's organizations like DOMI, potentially the Chamber of Commerce.
There aren't any pretenses either. They get out there and build relationships because they think it's the right thing to do and the right decision to grow their business.
As 2016 started and we started securing new work, there was a major need to hire people. And instead of looking for a recruiter to help us, we said, let's look at our network of experts. Let's look at the people that we've been meeting at different organizations and different events and see if there are folks that are interested in moving, you know, moving to UberOps.
Once again, their commitment to the community would allow them to meet people who would become key in growing their business.
Whether it's Gio, Christine, Carla Galvin, Carter McMillan, met through a friend. These are all folks that through our relationships and our networks and our contacts, we have an amazing team. The majority are here in Tallahassee. They decided to stay, and it was one of the best decisions we made. But we are seeing, I guess, that ROI. In being involved.
When asked for advice for other Tallahassee businesses looking to grow their network, Eddie stresses the importance of getting yourself out there.
So I think it takes work, and it's going to take 2 or 3 nights where you go to events. It can be social events, educational-based events. I mean, I often recommend people to, you know, create a schedule. Try to go to 2 or 3 events every week. there are there. A simple Google search will show that there's an event pretty much every day and multiple ones.
Through network and relationships alone, they've managed to recruit an elite team of technologists.
You know, I can go on. I can go on. I mean, I've seen a major difference and a major improvement in opportunities. There is no excuse. There's no excuse. Like I said, if you create a plan, you create a schedule, and you go to these events, before you know it, people will know your name or your business, and you never know. There may be opportunities to collaborate. There may be opportunities to sell your services. There may be opportunities to continue growing your company and personal brand.
Many companies in Tallahassee would love to know how UberOps managed to build such an impressive team. In a market where IT talent is notoriously difficult to find, UberOps has done surprisingly well in recruiting developers and cybersecurity experts.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And to add to team members really feeling compelled to be experts in their field, it's true about this size of a company. Everybody, you know, we may not all be entrepreneurs because we're working maybe for something, but you have to be entrepreneurial in your company if you're going to succeed. And that's something that's really helped us succeed is every one of our team members is just being entrepreneurial and taking advantage of training opportunities.
You'd think that they're offering insane perks and other incentives that you often see at other top tech companies.
I would say one of the best things about UberOps is having the stability of a corporation or a job, but having the environment of a startup.
UberOps certainly treats its employees well, but beyond that, it's actually pretty simple.
It's very entrepreneurial, so there are people doing lots of things, wearing many different hats. Nobody's precluded from doing anything. If they want to learn something, they learn it, and they're always looking for new ways to grow.
They're offered the flexibility and commitment that many companies fail to consider.
Well, I think my favorite part of working there is the flexibility. As a working mom, you know, finding a good balance between raising a kid and working full-time is tough. And I really feel like I have the dream set up where I'm able to work from home, change hours if needed, and make trips up to Tallahassee every couple months.
By focusing on people, plugging into the community, and going after a global market, they've built a reputation as a global leader in healthcare IT. This reputation does some of their recruiting for them.
My favorite part about working at UberOps is definitely the level of technical proficiency that my teammates have. Everybody has a very high skill in their own areas. So we're all doing computers, we're all doing technology, but it's nice to have people that are focusing specifically on, let's say, the security of our EC2 instances, just looking at things like firewalls, and everybody's very passionate about those defined goals and responsibilities that they have.
They're also able to leverage their connections in Tallahassee and around the globe to help them find recruits.
Those people, they kind of tend to go together. So, hey, I was working on this problem with this. I called this person who I know is an expert on this, and they've been working on this application for years. And, you know, we have this relationship, and all of a sudden, hey, you know, we need somebody here. Why don't you come work with us? And then that person will have worked with other people, and then they make a recommendation. So a lot of the team members themselves recruit the future members of Uber operations.
Once on board, employees at UberOps are treated like family. That makes them less likely to leave to seek work in larger markets.
Love the fact that they still take time to do things as a team. They go out to movies or happy hours here at Proof or Grasslands. The office environment isn't too stuffy. I mean, they're still professionals, but it's not what I was used to, you know.
Like so many have mentioned here, UberOps' technology allows them to serve people the world over. We say this because UberOps could have opened up and operated anywhere, but they chose our community. They chose Tallahassee, and it's paid off.
In life, if you commit to something, you'll find a way to make it work. And oftentimes you'll be surprised at how you can leverage the opportunities around you that you didn't even know were there. And we've really found that to be the case in Tallahassee.
The foundation of all this is a commitment to solving problems and helping people.
It's important for us to remind ourselves and repeat that slogan, because we are, in our own way, we are saving the world. I mean, we as I mentioned earlier, we are doing work in Tanzania and Vietnam. I mean, doing some real cool work around dengue, for example, chikungunya, Zika. That's a small company in Tallahassee is doing work overseas and helping the federal government, you know, track Zika. A lot of people don't know that.
As 2017 turns to 2018, and as UberOps and Tallahassee continue to grow, we hope that UberOps can be an inspiration to others, an inspiration to take a risk, make that leap, and start with a vision. We hope they serve as an example of how investing in people and community can make a big impact on your business, and how connecting with your city can lead to rewarding and unexpected results. As the host of Startup Capital Season 2, it's been my privilege to speak with a ton of inspiring entrepreneurs, innovators, and leaders. It's been an honor to learn from so many ambitious and creative people, to tell their story, and to work with them side by side to help Tallahassee become the startup capital.
Well, that's it for Season 2 of the Startup Capital Podcast by Cuddlesoft. I sincerely hope you've enjoyed hearing the voices and stories of Tallahassee entrepreneurship over the past months. It's your support that makes this show possible. Before we wrap up the season, I'd like to give credit to a few people who've helped us along the way. Taylor Cox and Kim Kelling at WFSU Public Media helped us with recording, production, and so much more. William Hatfield and Ashley White at the Tallahassee Democrat have been instrumental in helping us promote this podcast. A huge thank you to all of our Season 1 and 2 guests. And finally, a special thanks to our tireless host, Lucas Lindsay, who has stuck with us from the beginning when Startup Capital was just an idea. What's coming next for Startup Capital? I'm happy to say that at the time of this recording, Season 3 of the Startup Capital podcast is being recorded, produced, and will air in 2018. We're meeting with some truly inspiring entrepreneurs and innovators, and we're even introducing a brand new host to the mic. Stay tuned in 2018 for Season 3, and be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get podcasts so that you don't miss a single episode. I'm your Startup Capital producer, Nick Farrell, signing off.